Jamie Filer, personal trainer and self-development coach. Welcome to your Monday morning mindset shift, where I'm going to teach you how to take what you're thinking and make it better. The glass is always half full, my friends. Today's shift is this: stop giving your self-esteem away to people who don't matter. I'm obsessed with a famous quote from Thomas Cooley that goes like this: I am not who you think I am. I am not who I think I am. I am who I think you think I am. Self-concept is an idea of the self constructed from the belief one holds about oneself and the responses of others. A self-concept is largely a reflection of the reactions of others towards an individual. Think about that for a minute. Your idea of yourself, based on the actual definition of the word self-concept, is based on the responses and reactions of others. Self-concept is an individual's knowledge of who he or she is, but we gather that knowledge from feedback and data from others. According to Carl Rogers, self-concept has three components: self-image, self-esteem, and the ideal self. Self-concept is active, dynamic, and malleable. It can be influenced by social situations and even one's own motivation for seeking self-knowledge. It's fluid. And while typically fluidity is a good thing, it's not when it comes to your self-concept. The fastest, most surefire way to destroy your self-esteem and self-worth is for there to be a chasm between your ideal self, the person you want to be, and your self-image, the person you see in the mirror. Every day, we let bullies, partners, parents, and social media take our power away from us. We let them create a bigger and bigger divide between who we are and who we want to be. If you want unshakable, unbreakable, steadfast, and rock-solid confidence, stop identifying yourself based on other people's perceptions, responses, and reactions to you. Close the gap between your self-image and ideal self. Stop worrying about other people. And that's your Monday morning mindset shift. I appreciate you listening. If you love what you heard, subscribe, like, share, and tag me in stories about this podcast. I'll share back. Until next time, the glass is always half full, my friends.